Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Yo, buddy, Monty James, back in the air chair from Dodge City. The original cowtown is gearing up for the Dodge City Roundup. Now, we got a taste of the pre-party party, and I'm thinking about making the eight-hour drive back. Thanks to Winter Livestock at Cattle USA for hosting this. Great crew and one of the top sale barns in the nation. Speaking of celebrations, the Olympic Games are in full swing. Way to drop the ball on the opening ceremonies there, France. I also see they botched the menu in the cafeteria in Olympic Village by, quote, attempting to offer more plant-based foods in the food court to reduce the carbon footprint. Well, turns out the athletes were having none of it, literally requiring protein and red meat to maintain their fine-tuned body's requirements. You're overthinking it there, Frenchies. By the way, I had a chance to spend about 48 hours in Paris a few years ago. The most overrated and dirty city in Europe. Public restrooms are not a thing in Paris for the most part. You can imagine how that plays out with millions of wine and beer guzzling tourists.
Pour me another drink.
Still in a midsummer lull in the sale barn world with cattle out to grass. We were through Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and South Dakota last week, and pastures look great for the most part, all the way from Dodge City to Sac City to Rapid City, with a few exceptions. Here's what's cooking at our reporting barns. Hog, sheep, and goats on Monday at Platte Livestock Market. Feeders on Wednesday. Big hay burner. Horse sale Tuesday. Sorry, Fletch at North Platte Stockyards. Feeders at Creighton Livestock Market. The nation's top fat cattle sale Tuesday at Stockman's Livestock. Big run of 7 to 8 weight feeders at Tri-County Stockyards in Motley, Minnesota. A regular sale at Ogallala Livestock. Fall calf and yearling special Friday at St. Ange Livestock as Justin Tupper and the crew brace for the annual Sturgis Rally. That's usually when the locals take their vacations and split. Not a bad idea. Trust me, you do not want to be in the Black Hills of South Dakota during the Sturgis Rally unless you're on a Harley. It's like rush hour traffic in L.A. See, I do care. Hey, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. We had a recent bull poker video on YouTube blow up to over 16 million views. Incredible. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying keep eating that beef raised in the good old U.S. of A. How's about grilling up a big old T-bone tonight for your better half? Do it.
Do it.
This breaking beef news brought to you by Stockman's of Yankton, Stockman's of Dickinson, North Platte Stockyard, St. Ange Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, Tri-County Stockyard, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock Auction, Moorbridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Prussia Livestock, and CattleUSA.com.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.